More now on Chuck Turner's re-election bid. He faces a federal corruption charge for allegedly taking a $1,000 bribe, then lying about it to the FBI. But as we just heard, he's expected to hold on to his seat. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis asked Boston residents why they're willing to overlook the charges against Councillor Turner.
To understand the cult of Chuck Turner, and it's a bit of a cult, you have to understand the neighborhood that has elected him for the past 10 years. Roxbury is an area that's considered the economic, political, and geographic hub of Black Boston. In the 80s, the neighborhood, with Turner's help, tried to secede from Boston. That's right, secede, and become its own city called Mandela, where Black people and Latinos would have had control of their schools and police department. Obviously, that didn't work, but there's still an activist spirit of Black unity here. And if you go to the heart of Roxbury and Dudley Square and ask about Chuck Turner, you get an outpouring of support. Talib Wali is a member of the Nation of Islam in Roxbury and says he respects Turner's independence.
I think he's doing an excellent job. Yes, ma'am.
Around the corner, Melva Hector is waiting in line to use an ATM. She's lived in Roxbury all her life.
To me, he's been there for our community.
But what about the charges against Turner?
Well, you know something? He's innocent until he's proven guilty. And that's just the way I really feel.
For some, the indictment has even enhanced Turner's rebel status and confirmed that he is the subversive activist that Roxbury elected. That's true for John Lee, a painting contractor who was heading into Turner's office for legal help.
Anytime you find a representative, a person that's willing to fight for Black folks and Black people's rights, etc., become a target, all right, for the opposition. And they're going to try everything they can to bring him down, knock him off his feet and so forth.
Hundreds of supporters rallied around Turner after he was arrested at City Hall last November. After a minor challenge to his office, the council let him stay. It surprised people how aggressively and publicly he has fought to clear his name.
The reason why I felt so comfortable about talking about things publicly when people say, no, you shouldn't talk so much, you should be more quiet, is that I didn't do anything wrong. And I think if people read the affidavits, you can see that I didn't do anything wrong. This is just a trumped-up case. I'm anxious to get to trial. I can't wait.
But it's clear the indictment has hurt Turner. He only won half the vote in the preliminary instead of winning an all-out landslide, as he has in previous elections. But what seems surprising to many is that his opponent isn't capitalizing on the indictment. The 32-year-old Carlos Enriquez portrays himself as a new, more pragmatic and collaborative Black politician. But Enriquez is not talking about Turner's legal troubles.
His indictment is a personal issue. It's something that, for me as an individual voter, it weighs on me. It causes concern. I'm running for city council based on the issues, and I'm running against Councilor Turner because I feel like he has not been active on these issues in the way I'd like to see him.
Enriquez focuses on clean streets and the quality of neighborhood schools.
My city councilor cannot get trash cans in a commerce hub of Roxbury. Something as simple as trash cans is as simple as a phone call if you have the right relationship. So the fact that he cannot do that is ineffective in that. If we can't get trash cans, what can we get from the district councilor? What does him being an outsider or whatever they deem him as, what does that deliver to the district?
Some of Enriquez's neighbors feel the same way about Turner. 24-year-old Phil Barrows complains that Upham's Corner is dirty and there's no economic development.
Old guys aren't getting it done. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just feel like we're living in a different generation now.
The good news for Chuck Turner is that many residents haven't heard of Carlos Enriquez, and many voters still prefer Turner's style, according to Yahoo Miller. He covers city politics for the Bay State Banner, a weekly paper that focuses on Roxbury. He says Roxbury voters have historically voted for activists over insiders.
Oftentimes it seems like the electorate in Roxbury would rather see somebody go into City Hall and make protest votes than somebody who's going to cut deals to get things done.
But Miller says tomorrow's election has the potential to bring out voters who don't typically come out and who might want something different from their city councilor. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.